I'm in high gear now for gathering resilience. The event coming up in May, moving from woke to woven. It's high spring, or I'm having an accelerated spring. Recording this as I'm driving south from Massachusetts to Tennessee. But I'll be back in Massachusetts for Gathering Resilience. And I've been thinking about what it would take to reorganize the food economy in Western Massachusetts. For one thing, I know we need milk distribution centers. Like, I don't know exactly, but maybe 4 or 5 throughout the state, because that would make it possible for smaller scale dairy farmers to sustain their businesses rather than being forced to work with these mega corporations that have no investment in the local social welfare. And then there's just producing food and making sure that we have no food deserts, that we have a really high level of resilience in terms of production and distribution locally. Again, building up an economy or reconfiguring an economy that rewards people that do the work of growing, harvesting, packaging, I guess, preparing the food and getting it out to everyone who needs it. Which is all of us, by the way. You noticed, I mean, I've been watching signs in grocery stores for a couple of years that talk about a shortage of some produce or a particular product that has been impacted by a weather event. And the rumors about what's going to be in short supply or what will run out soon. This is one of the trends of the instability that results from an increasing temperature in the atmosphere. Anyway, I don't want to get into too many details, but Gathering Resilience, moving from woke to woven, is coming up. You can get more information about it at learningresiliency.com. Yeah, I think that's it for this one. Catch you next time.